Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add four more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the United States is continuing to monitor the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukraine border. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe.
As of today, Russia continues to illegally occupy Ukraine's autonomous Republic of Crimea. Russia and Ukraine share 1,426 miles of border. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As the border crisis continues to spiral out of control, several U.S. governors are telling the Biden administration, not in my backyard, to illegal immigrants. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
On average, the United States accepts 1.18 million legal immigrants per year. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold an April 22nd hearing on President Biden's three nominees to serve on the U.S. Postal Board of Governors. Wednesday's announcement comes after the United States Postal Service in March outlined a proposed 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery standards and raise some prices to counter the $160 billion deficit over time. USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the crises, it is plural, they abound, and we're reminded by the Washington Post that, every time there's a crisis that comes in to U.S. democracy, presidents can't help themselves, but look at overhauling the Supreme Court. Joe Biden, of course, if we go back to 1983, said that's a bonehead idea on the campaign trail. Of course, he tried to avoid it and tamp it down and said that it was not likely, so to speak. It depends on how you wanted to interpret what he said, because sometimes he spoke and you go, what did he say? Well, of course, you can watch his actions, and that's quite telling. And here we've got the Democrats coming together to pack the Supreme Court. They want to add four more seats to the Supreme Court, and I guess to realize that boneheaded idea that Joe Biden talked about in 1983. Well, we couldn't have anybody better than the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator Horace Cooper, with us to break it all down. Horace, help us. What are we doing here?
Well, apparently that old saying that we all learned, never put the cart ahead of the horse. Why create a commission to study an idea if you've already decided that you're ready to implement the solution to the idea? I think it was not sincere. I think it was not a legitimate effort to get undertake an inquiry. We were told that it was a balanced commission that the president has set up. And then when one looks at the background of those attendees, one sees one person who could arguably be identified as a conservative, one person who could be identified as a libertarian, a few people who are just your garden variety left-wing academic, and then the rest are hardcore woke progressives. Now, maybe in some worlds, that's considered a balanced commission. But even apparently that stacked commission isn't sufficiently committed to the outcome in advance such that we could hold off on introducing this legislation. But what we know now is it doesn't really matter what the commission says. We already know what the end result that is desired.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because let's face it, the Democrats have proven time and time again, it's the end result. it's not about the process. It's really not about discovery and coming up with something that, you know, meets a true objective here. I mean, and clearly that's been erased with the commission. I mean, how would you like to have spent all this time on the commission and now get the rug pulled out from underneath you, right?
So, since 1869, we've had nine justices on the Supreme Court. There is no magic number. But I can tell you a bad number. A bad number is this idea that what you need to do is keep adding justices to undo whatever the working ideological majority might be on the court at the time. That means that could be 10, that could be 13, that could be 25. It doesn't really matter. The problem the left has is they don't actually like the art of persuasion. Our constitutional republic is predicated on a very, very simple idea. This is how self-government works. People listen to programs like yours, they read books that I write, or they find places to learn information, they evaluate it, and then they reach a conclusion because they've been persuaded. The left thinks that's too hard. That right. takes too much effort. We need to dictate. We need to force. We need to mandate. And guess what they've been finding? That even when they can force the House of Representatives and the Senate or even the President to join together, the Supreme Court sometimes explains that the Constitution presents a roadblock. We can't have a circumstance, the progressives say, where what we want to mandate can't be done. So what we need to do is we need to steamroll over all aspects of our constitutional republic, manipulate the size of the court, change all the voting rules in all 50 states, and get a person in the executive office who just almost completely operates by executive order. Flipping the idea of using persuasion, and instead, let's just put the barrel of a gun to the heads of every American, and that's how we'll achieve compliance. Well, that's not what our founders intended.
Exactly. Yeah, well, why don't they just move to Venezuela? I mean, they're so brilliant.
It works so well, you know, there.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's, you know, the people, they've already been preconditioned, you know, to accept this kind of deal, and they can go and use Venezuela as a canvas, as if we haven't had enough history and enough canvases that have been messed up and have killed a lot of people in the process over the years, right?
Well, that's absolutely correct. You and I look, and we just use our eyes, we just use our minds, we just use a little reason. Now, some of that's racist, I understand, some of that's supremacist, but we use basic ways of analyzing reality, and you can tell. There is unbelievable poverty in Venezuela. There's unbelievable poverty in Cuba. There is just unconscionable policy in North Korea. And every single place where the Marxist idea has been allowed to reign supreme, what you see is suffering and mayhem.
Exactly.
In America, self-government, and this is what our constitutional republic is about, requires us to persuade our neighbors, and if we bring bad ideas to the table, we are not surprised, or we shouldn't be, that our neighbors aren't persuaded. This is why more Americans believe we need less government. More Americans believe that if they work hard, they should keep more of what they make. They believe that when they come to making decisions about what they're going to do in their day, they should largely be free from interference. And if you hold an election and you have one candidate that advocates what I just described and another candidate that says, I'm going to take more of what you make, I'm going to interfere with your day, I'm going to dictate from the capital city, what you find is overwhelmingly in a real election where real people are voting, not ghosts, not convicts, not illegals.
Not dead people.
No. Freedom, not dead people.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. Perhaps we conservatives need to come up with a new outreach plan just for the dead to figure out why they so overwhelmingly oppose our agenda.
But yeah, the thing... Yeah, the thing that's incredible, there's something that happens on the other side, though, Horace, and this needs to be scientifically considered here, is that somebody can die a conservative and somehow they're risen from the dead and they become a flaming lefty. You know, what's up with that? I mean, this is a mystery for the ages that obviously the Democrats are the only ones that have the capacity and ability to be able to understand. It's insane, no doubt about it, but it really turns reason and common sense on its head.
Absolutely.
We've got more from Horace Coper after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 50.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Recently, there's been a rise in the persecution of Christians in Pakistan, where many face false accusations of blasphemy against Islam. Unlike Americans, Pakistanis enjoy no presumption of innocence. Instead, those simply accused of blasphemy may face years of jail time or even a death sentence. Many persecutors have found that they can get away with making false accusations as a means for professional gain or as a personal vendetta against Christians because of religious hatred. The Tide Ministry works to alleviate the suffering by impacting the religious atmosphere. With the help of local ministry partners, we're recording gospel messages in 2 Pakistani languages to share the love of Christ throughout Pakistan. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
3 most important words in our U.S. Constitution. And we the people are starting to understand, I believe, Horace Cooper, that we have to activate. This is what our Constitution is all about. This is what a democratic republic is all about. Though we may subordinate our interests to some elected figures, it doesn't detach us from the responsibility of our governance, does it?
Oh, absolutely, that's right. And by the way, one of the things that your listeners need to recall and understand is just because it's reported in the mainstream media as what most Americans think doesn't actually mean that's what most Americans think. There is a really, really aggressive effort on the part of the New York Times, CNN, as we see with Project Veritas, and other of the so-called mainstream media to instead of operating as a watchdog to observe and hold our leaders in government and our leaders in American society accountable, instead to push one particular ideological perspective onto the American people. And so you'll see coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial. You'll see coverage of the election of 2020. You'll see coverage of the vaccine rollout, all manner of policy initiatives, and yet instead of getting the kinds of information that the media used to be responsible for, we all now are duty-bound to start searching out for ourselves. And you will begin to see, when you do that, that in fact, your views are well inside the mainstream, and that it is the extremists, the woke, the progressives, who are outside of the mainstream.
Exactly, including our mainstream media, sadly. They've abandoned their post and their reason to exist, just to your very point, Horace. And this is quite damaging, because then who do we count on? Then we have to count on ourselves, and because some of these things are quite obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. I mean, you can see from the policies, if you do certain things and open up the borders, and you've got our borders being overwhelmed, and you've got thousands of unaccompanied minors at your doorstep that you can't manage, and it becomes a political morass. I mean, that doesn't serve anybody, and certainly not the constituents.
We've been told in the middle of a pandemic that every single American is going to have to adjust their lives, put reaching out to their loved ones on hold, rescheduled weddings, all manner of activities that Americans take for granted, we were told to put on hold because it's just that dangerous. However, if you come from another country and you are coming to America unlawfully, and then we see a disproportionately high percentage of you are carrying COVID or testing positive, we then say, oh, no, that's okay, because it's important that they get to America. Well, that doesn't make sense. That's not rational, and it either means that we shouldn't be as concerned about the pandemic, or it means that the other side, the progressives, are so absolutely committed to flooding the zone with people into the United States who are not tied by its culture, by its history, that they are willing to put all the rest of us at risk in order to achieve it.
Exactly. And the thing is, it doesn't make any more sense than, like, you know, what the science told us is that, oh, we need to be vaccinated. Well, if you need to be vaccinated, why is it that you still need to wear a mask? Why is it that you still need to worry about social distancing if you've been vaccinated? I mean, it makes you wonder and think, you know, which Tucker Carlson said last night, and I thought it was a good point, are the vaccines as good as science tells us they are?
Well, one of the reasons that it's important to have a media that operates as a watchdog is that we can count on a variety of resources to check these things. But we don't have a media that operates as a watchdog. We have partisan cheerleaders, and that is creating a systemic problem for Americans who just wake up and they say, okay, well, I've got my responsibilities to my family. I've got my responsibilities to my community. You know, the media ballyhooed all all of the announcement that today in 2021, in the middle of a pandemic, a record low number of Americans say they are regularly attempting to participate in organized religious activities. Mm-hmm. Well, when you looked at the number, it was about 51 or 52%. So a sizable group of people are still doing it in the midst of a pandemic. But that's not how the media interpreted that. No. They said that America is rapidly becoming a secular nation, a nation that doesn't appreciate the benefits of our posterity and having a creator as an play an active role in our lives. Here is the point. That's a narrative from the left.
Exactly.
That's the goal. And they want you, as you go about your faith-based activities, to think, well, I must be in the minority. I must be the last person doing this activity. Their efforts have dropped the ball for helping Americans get the kind of information that they need so that they can exercise the kind of responsible self-government that our founders intended.
Exactly. And Horace, you know, one of the things that happens when you start to take away things of value that people perceive as valuable, they will hold on all the tighter. And this is what's happening. You're having a resurgence because of the pandemic. People of faith, you know, coming back to church, wanting to talk about this, and they realize they cannot trust what they're getting from the media just by, just by the circumstances, by the reality, like you said, of their narrative versus the truth. We're back to that. What was it? The Marx Brothers saying, "You're gonna believe me or your lying eyes," you know, kind of thing. And the people have decided, they're saying, look it, I'm going to believe my lying eyes, if that's what you want to call it, because that seems to be a lot more credible and empirical than the kind of propaganda that you're pouring my way. And meanwhile, CNN and 60 Minutes, I mean, here's 60 Minutes, what injury and what a big hit that they inflicted on themselves regarding their own credibility with what they did with Ron DeSantis.
Well, that's exactly right. When I was a little child, my grandmother told me the story of the boy who cried wolf. I don't even know if we're allowed to say these things anymore to our children, but it was an important lesson for me to understand. When you lie, when you misrepresent, when you misuse the influence that you have, at the time that is needed to be at the most critical point, people will not believe you.
Exactly.
We are well past that with the mainstream media. They don't appreciate what they have done. And now, in the event that a need is there to communicate widely and broadly concerns to the American people, most of us, an increasing number of us, will not be listening in.
Yeah, we're disconnecting. Exactly. Just like, you know, the left cannot handle what you tweeted about, that black Americans want more police presence. In their narrative, you know, blacks want to, you know, to get rid of the police, have police, you know, do traffic stops, not even carrying a weapon. You know, as Mike Elliott from Brooklyn Center had suggested, it's like, why don't you put him in a police car and see how many times, even if you look at the statistics, to see how many times police engage somebody with a gun for a simple parking ticket or a simple ticket or a simple speeding ticket that they're pulled over. You know, God only knows why that moment in time happens, but it happens in such a way that the police are placed in all kinds of danger, and it's not the narrative that Mike Elliott and the left would want us to believe, is it?
Oh, that's exactly right. More black American men are in law enforcement than they're represented in their population. Less than 7% of America is black men, and nearly 12% of law enforcement is black men. If I told you those same statistics about prison, saying that black men are 6.5% of the population, but 11 or 12% of the prison population, the left would say, aha, it's proof. of systemic bias.
Systemic racism.
I'm telling you,
exactly.
Black America is committed to law enforcement, and
Amen.
They say so in every
mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount is $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add four more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're blessed to have the New York Times best-selling author David Horowitz with us to talk about his new book. Let me tell you, this book, David, I mean, you've written some great books before, but this, I got to say, is exceptional. The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. I mean, you lay it out in black and white. There's no denying the evidence here.
Yeah. You know, I was part of this left in the 60s. I left the left 40 years ago because I saw that it was an anti-American left. It wasn't anti-war. It wasn't for peace. It wasn't for social justice. It was for destroying America. And now it's in the White House. The Democrat Party, it's been a 50-year effort by... when I came to call the hate America left, to take control of the Democrat Party, and now we see its fruits. The Biden administration has blown up the southern border in the midst of a pandemic, not to mention the fact that there are so many terrorist powers in the world who hate us.
Right.
The idea that you can let in 100,000 COVID carriers, the pandemic is insanity. And it can't be understood except by people who have contempt for America. They hate America. They've got this 1619 project, which is embraced by the Democrat Party, sponsored by the New York Times, that portrays America as a slavocracy and a racist country, white supremacist country. Anybody who uses the term white supremacist to describe America is not only a bald-faced liar, but they hate America.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most inclusive, tolerant, egalitarian society on the face of the earth. Black people in America, they're not marginalized. They're not oppressed. Most blacks are comfortably in the middle class. There are, in our Democrat-run inner cities and Democrat-controlled inner cities now for 50 to 100 years, there's a lot of poor, marginal blacks. But you can't look at the causes of that marginalization because the Democrats own it.
Yes.
And now we have, the Democrats have supported insurrections in our cities for the entire summer. Under the pretense that this has something to do with social justice. I mean, look at what's happened with in what's called Brooklyn Center, Minnesota today or yesterday. You have a criminal resisting arrest. We don't know the facts, but the left-wing lynch mob is out there and burning the city, looting stores. You know, this is going to go on and metastasize and grow until they are given, years in jail.
Yes.
You have the vice president of the United States participating in bailing them out of jail when they're arrested for committing crimes. The Democrat Party is a criminal party. The horrifying news today in New York, they had years ago released a man named Tony Rivera, who was he killed a cop.
Oh, I know. Yeah, this
put
is
him
disgusting.
In jail,
yeah.
And then released him. And now Cuomo has put him on a panel of police reform. We have a war going on in this country between the dwindling forces of law and order, the police, and the criminal population. And the Democrat Party is squarely on the side of the criminal population. So we have a criminal, anti-American, racist party. Their other agenda, which is on today also, is to bankrupt the country. It's unreal what's happened.
It really is. And going back to Tony Rivera, I heard that story, David, and it broke my heart to think of the family of this police officer.
All the police officers.
Yes, exactly.
You have the, like I say, you have the ruling party in our country at war with the police. Nobody has their back. Nobody with any power. And this is the reason I wrote this book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. I mean that literally.
Yeah.
And I'm very concerned by the way people protect Democrat criminals by not calling them criminals.
Exactly.
And supporters of criminals.
But David, you're going to get a natural response to this breakdown in law and order. You're going to start to see a rise of vigilantism, starting to express itself.
That's what I'm afraid of. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Elected and legitimate authorities in our country won't take care of the crime problem, sure, there's going to be vigilantes doing it.
Well, the other thing, too, on that line, the thing that I've been concerned about, again, we have to look at what is out there in the media right now. One of the popular TV shows with Queen Latifah on The Enforcer, what is that telling you? That law and order is not being met, so now it has to be handed out by an outside agent that's not affiliated with the police. Now, this lends even more justification for vigilantism, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, Hollywood is degenerate. they're a big part of the problem, promoting violence, promoting anti-white racism, promoting lynch mobs like Black Lives Matter. The only good news is that the founder of Black Lives Matter, whom I've written about, Patrice Cullores, she's a psychopath. She's a compulsive liar, but she's also a psychopath. She doesn't think if your skin is black, you can't commit a crime. Whatever you do is justified. She's gone on a spending spree and bought herself four houses, $3 million worth of houses, and she's looking at even more expensive ones. One of the houses has an airplane hangar, which shows their true colors. They're just greedy, envious, resentful criminals. That's what Black Lives Matter is. And people are intimidated from saying that. I mean, America's got this crazy, guilty conscience for what? We have both parties talking about America's original sin being slavery. That's Africa's original sin. Every slave in America was originally enslaved, or their parents were enslaved, by black Africans and sold at slave auctions in Benin and Ghana. America liberated the slaves at a cost of 350,000 mainly white Union lives. America can be really proud of having led the world in abolishing slavery. America feels guilty about it, but people, I don't know what it is in the American character that you put up with this nonsense. Black Lives Matter is a lynch mob, and that's the way the whole left operates. First they want the verdict, then the punishment, and after that you can have the trial.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, this whole situation with Derek Chauvin, for example, in Minnesota, to your point, and it's already been threatened that if there's some sense of, as they see as maljustice, they're going to blow up everything.
They'll blow up the city if he gets manslaughter, which is the only one that could possibly apply the murder charges as an overcharge. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, it's very complicated. You have to show the guy intended to kill Floyd to get a murder charge.
Yeah, but they don't want that, David. You know that.
That's what every murderer does. They wait till somebody's got them on video and they're doing it in front of the whole world or before a crowd.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We got to go to break real quick. We got more from David Horowitz right after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Pick up at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As promised, we're back with you. We're talking with the New York Times bestselling author of Blitz, David Horowitz. His brand new book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Why can't America catch this? I mean, it's just been, it's unbelievable, David, what's going on. I mean, what's happening at our border? What happened in the 2020 elections? Now, more and more information is coming out in Michigan. Go ahead.
They stole the election. What have the Democrats done in the last decade? They fought against having voter ID. That is something that can authenticate that the person who voted was an American citizen and not a felon and actually lived in the state or is alive. Why would you fight such a thing and call it voter suppression, which is idiotic?
You need
photo IDs to get food stamps for crying out tears. I mean, how contemptuous Democrats are of black people. That they're too stupid to be able to get a photo ID. Well, of course, they're not that stupid. It's just unbelievable.
Well, again, the numbers that we're talking about, because this was a question I was asking of an analyst here recently. I said, how many blacks are we talking about that do not have voter ID and they can't seem to find one because you need, as you said, even to
make it up.
It's like 0.03%, David, that don't have a voter ID.
You know,
so for that,
0.03% is the percentage of the votes by which Biden allegedly won that election. 0.03. There were 159 million votes, and there was about 40,000 in battleground states. That's the margin of victory out of 159 million. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Democrats saying there's no such thing as voter fraud.
Yeah, I know. Why are people getting arrested, spending time in jail? You know, to your point, in every one of these battleground states that we're talking about is about 20,000 votes, roughly, as you break it down. Pennsylvania was just forced to remove 21,000 dead people off its voting rolls, right? And then what else? There was another.
The Democrats, yeah. The professionals are stealing elections.
Yes.
I've got a friend, I won't mention his name, was a very important Democrat political consultant. And he would say to me, David, you guys need to win by 3 percentage points because we're going to steal the rest.
Yeah.
And that's not an isolated. I mean, I can give you story after story. But why would the Democrats go to the wall? I mean, look, they're such hypocrites. They're punishing Georgia for wanting voter IDs by taking $100 million. That's the all-star profits. $100
right.
million out of an African-American city. Everybody in Atlanta who's in charge is black.
Yes.
And they're giving it to a white city. So they're monstrous hypocrites, but it's because they live and die by voter fraud, and they will go to the wall to defend it, which they're doing.
David, are they going to jump too far with this?
Anybody to question an election result, you're an insurrectionist, and an enemy of the state. That's Pelosi's. I call her Nancy Pelosi for statements like that, but that's what it is.
Right, exactly.
And you want to demonize, whereas the Democrats, every time a Republican wins, they're challenging the result. They did it in 2016 and 2004 and 2000.
Well, and they impeach. And they impeach. I think someone told me that going back to the 60s, every Republican president has been impeached by the Democrats. They just had more fun with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whatever they stand for, they want to pack the Supreme Court and destroy our constitutional order in doing it. They want to stuff ballot boxes. They don't want us to have elections where actual citizens or legitimate voters vote. They want to open our borders to terrorists, sex traffickers. They're funding these gigantic. I mean, Joe Biden's the chief sponsor of the billion-dollar cartels. It is a criminal party, not to mention his criminal son. Over there covering. It's unreal what Americans are putting up with.
Yeah, exactly.
This is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
It has to change.
They're so confident. They are. And they lie every time they move their lips. They call it bills that are bloated leftist Green New Deal bills. They call them infrastructure bills. What is it? 6% is going to be used on actual infrastructure.
Yeah, well, that's like the COVID.
First thing they do is twist language.
Mm-hmm.
George Orwell's 1984 book about totalitarianism, the society has a ministry of truth, which is actually a ministry of lies. And the slogans are freedom is slavery, war is peace. That's how the Democrats are operating today.
No, it's really upside down. Exactly. Yeah, child care. Just look at what's going on in the border. It's ridiculous. Getting back to that earlier point, we were talking about things starting to come out. It was 66,000, just over 66,000 unregistered ballots tallied in just 9 counties in Michigan elections. This is according to a forensic report. So to your point earlier, we're going to realize what we experienced. I mean, even from just the initial evidence, David, it was so obvious that America got worked, that Joe Biden et al. Were all conspiratorial. And I know that may be a little leap for people, but there's no way that this doesn't happen without Joe Biden being aware of what big tech was doing.
I don't sign anything that Bernie Sanders or Cortez tells him to. I mean, who's in charge there?
Exactly.
It must be Kamala, because they've been trying to get her at the border, but she keeps crisscrossing the country, but she can't seem to get her bearings to go south, right?
Who calls the insurrectionists in our cities a coalition of conscience? Burning, looting. She's sponsored bail money to get those arrested for actual crimes out of jail.
It's pretty arrogant that she would talk about conscience. You wonder, where is hers? Is that fair?
She's a totally corrupt politician. I mean, look, she called Joe Biden during the campaign a racist and a rapist, if you'll remember. And then joins his team.
Exactly.
That's how cynical. Democrats just, you know, and unfortunately they've been able to get away with it. I mean, you would think that they would be nervous.
She was lucky to get 3%. She was lucky to get 3% of the polling, and that's why she had to get out.
California Democrat primary.
Yes.
Even Democrats have no respect for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, here she is, the vice president. But what they're selling, what the Biden-Harris administration is selling, is what they couldn't even sell to their main constituents. If you remember in the primary, all this stuff that they were putting out, 70% of Democrats said, no, we're not interested. Now he's shoving this down the throats of all Americans. And a lot of this, whenever they open up the Treasury, David.
The people want it.
No.
That's the thing that gets me. They're such brazen liars.
Yeah.
They have a one vote majority in the Congress, and they're ramming through the most radical, destructive legislation in our history. They have no respect for the America's political order, its constitutional order, which is built on protecting minorities, not political minorities. Protecting political minorities. They want to abolish the Electoral College. They actually come out and said they want to abolish the Senate, stuff the ballot boxes, pack the Supreme Court.
Pack the court, yeah.
You know, if the Iranian bullets had a party in this country, it would be the Democrat Party.
Right. No, you're exactly right. Packing the court alone, David, this would shred the Constitution beyond repair, wouldn't it?
Whatever party's in power will appoint justices they agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the independent judiciary right there.
Yeah. Well, they would probably also have to limit their reign, right? I mean, in order to control it, you can't do it on the same basis, or unless you just go ahead and just keep back in the court until you get the ratio that's in your favor, right?
Yeah.
This is insane.
Here's the only thing positive. Look, Trump got probably around 80 million votes, but officially, given this corrupt system, he got 75 million votes. When I first came into the right, joined the forces defending America 40 years ago, I looked around and the first thing I said was, where's the ground army? The left has all these organizations that are harassing politicians and corporations and getting them on board their program. And the right has nothing. There were no, ground forces.
Right.
Until Trump came along.
Exactly.
You know, the Tea Party was the start of that.
Well, we got to leave it there, David Horowitz. We thank you for coming on. Congratulations on the new book. Let me tell you, this is a powerful read. You will not be the same after reading this book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com and available at all the usual places. David, as always, appreciate the time and the insight. You're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.